Excuse me.
People podcast, every day, B. You dig?
Cover me. I'm going in. Banzai. Yeah. You know what time it is. It's time for Cyber Shots. Here we go.
Now.
You got a whole lot of podcasts on this app.
Good content, some cap. But today, you are now with Cyber One Pro Duck.
All right. Here we go. Yo, check it out. Today on Cybershot Podcast, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the slap. That's right. Let's talk about the slap. Chris Rock, Will Smith, and much more. Stick around. We got a good show for you. Let's go, baby. Cover me. Cyber Nation, you got my back. We going in. Let's go. Banzai. We going in, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Check one, baby. What it do? All right, let's go. Check this out. Now, I ain't watch none of that shit. I'm gonna be open and honest with you. I don't watch none of that shit. Now, I don't watch the BET Awards. I don't watch the Oscars. I don't watch the Grammys. I just watch these numbers on this podcast. I'll hug you talking about Banzai. Here we go.
Excuse me.
Nah, but seriously, though. So naturally, I get to work, and lo and behold, the internet, once again, is undefeated. I don't have World Star. I'm pretty sure it was on World Star. That's ridiculous, man. That is ridiculous. Now, all of the meme junkies were up. You know what I'm saying? Memes out like crazy. You know what I'm saying? To be open and honest with you, I've only seen two today because I don't, that's how busy I was today. I ain't had time to look at shit. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I think I stopped by Matty Mo's Twitch. And speaking of Matty Mo, right quick, check it out, man. Anchor 2.0. What up, though? Check it out. Matty Mo is doing a call in on Twitch. Yeah, the Matty Mo show. Frisky Fridays, baby. So make sure you pull up, call in, and tell him Cyber Shots sent you. Yo, Matty, I got you. Here we go.
Mic check. Check one. Check two. All right, then. Here we go.
All right. That was not what I had wanted to do. But anyway, it is what it is. Let's keep it moving. And this part... And this podcast is brought to you by My Pajamas. That's right. My Pajamas. I'm in my pajamas now podcasting. Don't you just love podcasting? Indeed. You know what I'm saying? Just got off of work. Got an ice cold one. Something to eat. Got out the shower. I'm like, yo, you know what? It's time to do the podcast. Actually heard Cyber Watson in there talking to her friends about this topic. And I couldn't get a word in. So I tell you what, I know what people will listen to me at. Like I was a Waskily Wabbit. I know what people will listen to me at. You guys don't have to listen to me. Baby, I got a podcast. It's cool. But anyway, seriously though. Now, we all know Chris Rock as a comedian, correct? And don't get it wrong, Will Smith is most definitely a comedian first, right? Rapper, comedian, actor. You know, he just evolved. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people say that Chris Rock took it too far. You can't have thin skin if you're going to something like that. You know what I'm saying? And he's a comedian. That's what he does, right? He roasts people. Like this shot. Oh no, I don't know where that came from. But seriously though, whatever. Cracker, nigga. There you go. We even. Now, check this out. We even, all right? Relax. You need to relax. But seriously though, now, that's his thing. That is his forte. He likes to roast people. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not one to picture Will Smith as having thin skin, but however, he's been going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? He has been going through a lot. Now, I'm not here to judge him or Chris Rock. Him and Jada, if I'm not mistaken, have somewhat of a swingers lifestyle, the Hollywood swingers lifestyle. Now, yeah, we all heard about Jada and her boy toy, whatever. You know what? You don't know what the hell Will was doing, now do you?
Oh my.
That's none of my business. But however, check it out though. Now, so I'm pretty sure Chris Rock was hyped up about doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he was hyped up like, yo, I got this cool ass joke. G.I. Jane. Okay. I'm pretty sure at least you've seen the trailer. The bald headed lady. Low cut, whatever. Now, I think this really touched Jada because she has, what is it, Parisha? I think I said it wrong. I'm thinking about Moesha. Whatever. That makes it hard for her to grow hair. Now, as a man, you just shave all that shit off. Like, whatever. Baby, come put some wax on my head. Wax me up. But I'm pretty sure that that's got to be difficult for a woman, you know what I'm saying? And at first, Will was laughing. He was kikiing. But did you notice when Jada looked his way? You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh shit, the joke was funny. Jada didn't like that shit.
Oh my.
So naturally, now, here's what I say. You have to react off of strategy and not emotion. Now, don't get me wrong. We are all human. I'm pretty sure each and every one of us out here with a significant other has flipped the fuck out before over there, lady. I'm pretty sure you've done that multiple times, right? So I get it. But however, acting off of emotion. Now, he probably thinking, damn, Jada just looked at me like, huh? Oh, hell no. He was like, man, if I don't handle this business, I'm not going to get no sleep until all this dies down. I'm going to be in the doghouse at the house. Yes, ladies, you know how you get. And I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not mad at Will for doing that. Now, looking from the outside, you know, from the whole situation. Well, maybe he just should have walked up there, put his arm on his shoulder, and said, Chris, you need to apologize. Come on, man. Chris gonna clown. Apologize. I'm not apologizing for that's a horrible Chris Rock impression. I'm not apologizing. You need to apologize for coming up on this stage. You know, come on, man. You already know Chris. He's quick on his feet. He's a comedian. That's what he does. He was going to clown that and escalate to the next level. Now, however, I was about to say Muhammad Ali because apparently Will still has some of that training. Yes, he does. He still has some of that training. Now, to be slapped with an open palm, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, bro. Have you ever been slapped? Hell yeah. We used to slap. We used to slap box coming up. We can't do that now. Oh, it's assault. I'm a millennial.
Oh,
He slapped me. That's assault, mister. Technically it is. No, I'm just messing with you millennials, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure you know how to slap box on Bitcoin or some shit like that. But anyway, slap box on Bitcoin. I'm just messing with y'all, man. Relax. Yeah, no, slap box, whatever. Box, you know, open hands, open paws, whatever, man. Throw them hands, whatever. It is what it is. Now, the thing is, everyone's saying is that this was supposed to be, I think it was the fifth melanated person to ever achieve this accomplishment of being a winner at the Oscars. And actually, if you look at the Oscar, that's a whole nother podcast. It actually goes back to the Egyptian god who? Huh? Who does the Oscar Egyptian god go back to? Do your homework and your research. Call me up. Let me know. And you will win this prize. Dun, 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 dun. Tell them what they won, Cyber. You win the chance and the opportunity to hit Cash App. $RICK1T. That's right. You can hit $RICK1T. All donations are appreciated. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Yeah, so you can do that. Do some research and just hit that Cash App and keep it moving. But seriously, though. Seriously. With that being said, now he went up there and I believe that was from the movie, man. Did you see the way he slapped him? Did you see the way he followed through with that shit? Open palm. Did you hear the microphone? I do believe that was a Rode mic. You guys believe that was a Rode mic? I know it wasn't a Shure mic, because shit, if I had a Shure mic on, I would have ducked. What the fuck are you talking about?
Banzai. Banzai.
Seriously, though.
Oh my.
I'm trying to get too fancy over here. Kind of messed up. Now, so a lot of people saying Will is wrong. Will is human, man. He's human. Plus, he's from Philly, man. From Philly, man. A Philly nigga slap your ass in a minute. The fuck you talking about? Listen. That would have set it off. Nah, bull. Listen. Shout out to Philly. But seriously, though, man, I'm like this. It happened. It's over with. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can say Chris Rock kept it professional. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, oh, man, well, he ain't retaliate, he ain't do nothing. Now, as you get older, you have to react off of strategy versus emotion. Now, Will would have fucked Chris up anyway. Strategy was shut the fuck up and make this and get to the bag. It's that simple, man. Quit hating on Chris. Oh, bitch ass. He ain't do shit, man. What are you going to do? Try to squabble with Will Smith? Come on, man. You already saw Will just slap the shit out of his ass. Where they do that at? Oh, I mean, okay. I digress. This is not In the Hood on a Friday night in front of the liquor store or the 7-Eleven or the Piggly Wiggly. The Piggly Wiggly? What the hell? You know what I'm saying? This is an atmosphere where, all right, y'all act right. No telling what's going to be bubbling. Get to the bag. Now, by him doing that, did he mess up his career? Did he blackball himself? You know what I'm saying? Did he blackball himself? That's what I want to know. Now, Will has a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. Believe it or not, oh, we don't like his rap. Well, that wasn't your era. You know what I'm saying? He still has a following when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. Why are two icons going after one another? Now, on one side, Will should have chilled out, man. It's a comedy. But I'm telling you, did you see the way that Jada looked at him? That triggered the man. You know what I'm saying? That triggered. He said, oh, man, let me go handle this. Smooth slap. And I like the way that he. Did y'all hear me pop my pajamas? Hold on. I like the way that he adjusted the tux afterwards. You know, that's gangster. You know what I'm saying? That was gangster. He just got slapped on national TV. Oh, my. But seriously, though, man, this has been 15 minutes of your time. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm getting down on the podcast right now. 15 minutes of your time. And also, make sure that you stop by the Twitch. That's right. We got a podcast party going on, man. I'm going to have a podcast party. Only thing you have to do is follow me on cyber_shots_podcast. It's not that hard. You don't need the hot link. Come on, man. Exercise the left side of your brain. One more time. cyber_shots_podcast. It's not that hard. And I'm going to be doing a promotion on there, right? Hey, be on Anchor, get at me. It's time to go. You know what I'm saying? Yo, cover me. I'm going in.
Banzai.
People podcast their podcast. You dig? People podcast every day.
Yeah. As I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Follow me on Twitch. We go.